Hello, it's Thursday, December the 23rd. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and Saturday will be Christmas Day. Trust that you will be blessed, perhaps with visits from loved ones, children or parents or friends, and trust that this will be a very meaningful Christmas season for you as you reflect once again on the birth of our Saviour. Well, today we come to the final of the seven letters that ends chapter 3, beginning at verse 14, the church at Laodicea. And everyone remembers this particular letter because this is the letter where Jesus addresses the church and says that they are lukewarm. They've forgotten their first love. And he then goes on to say, he would rather that they be either hot or cold rather than lukewarm, because being lukewarm, he wants to spit it out of their mouth. Now, there was, we are told, that there were two neighbors of Laodicea. One was Colossae and one was Hierapolis. And the Hierapolis had hot water springs and Colossae had cold water springs, and these waters were thought to have medicinal properties, and they were piped from their various locations into the city of Laodicea. But the hot water one became lukewarm, and in warm weather, the cold one became lukewarm in the heat of the sun. And I think that's the sort of imagery that the Laodiceans would have been all too familiar with. They consider themselves to be rich and wealthy, and it's a sign of their material prosperity, but in actual fact they are poor and blind and naked. And again, like the church at Sardis, the massive sense of a lack of self-awareness about their true spiritual nature. They're exhorted to buy gold refined by fire, a symbol of purity, and they're urged to wear white garments, again, a symbol of purity, and to purchase eye salve. And there's some reason to believe that there was a factory in Laodicea that made some kind of ointment. But the eye salve here is lest their eyes be tainted by the idolatrous nature of their worship. And then the letter ends with those famous words, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," and so on, often misused in evangelism, for example. But what he's saying is to the church that he's standing outside and he wants the church to let them in. And I think that that description, it's a verse that Sinclair Ferguson often used at the Lord's table, that he stands at the door and knocks, and we invite him in to worship so that we may worship him. But in a sense, as the book of Hebrews makes clear, it's in a sense that he sings along with us from on high. Well, that's the letter to Laodicea. Once again, I trust that you have a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I'll see you again next Monday.